The denouement for a sweeping trade deal could come today. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. Negotiators from the U.S., Japan, Canada, Mexico, and beyond are holed up in Atlanta trying to clear final hurdles to the big trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is in Atlanta following negotiations. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, David.
So what do we have here? 5 years of negotiations supposedly nearing an end?
Yeah, so the last round of negotiations was held a bit over a month ago in Hawaii, and after the ministers didn't reach an agreement there, there's a lot of pressure on them to get this deal done this time around. They were supposed to wrap up talks yesterday, but they've extended them into today. There's some chatter they might go into the weekend as well, which of course is only fueling this will-they, won't-they speculation here. Honestly, David, it's kind of a nail-biter.
I'm on the edge of my seat for any story about global trade policy, but what are your sources telling you?
Most of the focus now is around three big issues yet to be resolved. These are parts of the agreement concerning the auto industry, the dairy industry, and monopoly protections for certain kinds of drugs, how long those monopolies last. So on the U.S. side, there's this desire to manage expectations, saying they're not going to rush things, that they want a good deal. Here's U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman.
There's a lot at stake. We're not the only party out there. The Asia-Pacific region, which is going to be home to 3 billion middle-class consumers over the next 15 years, it's important that the rules of the road for that region be defined in a way that plays to the advantage and to the interests and the values of the United States.
But at the same time, there's lots of eyeballs expecting this thing to end. And a Japanese minister told a publication called Inside U.S. Trade that if an agreement isn't reached here, it risks slipping years.
So a now or maybe never argument.
Right. The sort of how does it look if they don't come to an agreement versus the need to come up with a deal that will get through Congress. Because that's the next battle that lies ahead here, and it is not going to be easy.
And amid all this waiting, opponents are making their voices heard.
There have been a series of small protests, and a couple of times protesters have actually entered the hotel where negotiations are being held, chanting slogans like, "Save democracy, stop the TPP." As you can imagine, they were promptly removed by police.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson in Atlanta. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
The personal info of about 15 million people was exposed when hackers got into the computers of the credit rating company Experian. This affects people who applied for a new T-Mobile phone account. T-Mobile says it's reviewing its relationship with Experian. While there's a lot of talk these days about drug prices, namely how to keep them under control, while many, including some presidential candidates, are concerned about profiteering, there is a bipartisan bill moving through the Senate that would likely boost company earnings. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Drug maker Eisai was psyched. The FDA had just signed off on its new epilepsy medication. With that approval came the exclusive right to sell it for 5 years. But before Eisai could, company lawyer Alan Waxman says the firm had to go through the Drug Enforcement Agency.
That took over a year after the drug was approved for epilepsy patients.
That means Eisai lost a year of exclusivity due to bureaucratic bottlenecks. You could imagine if you had a blockbuster drug on your hands, that could cost you a lot of money. The proposed legislation would start the exclusivity clock only after DEA approval. Kurt Karst is an attorney with Hyman Phelps.
At the end of the day, I think it is about a fairness issue, and it's a relatively simple fix.
This is one of those problems that only a small number of companies lose sleep over, but it's a gesture Congress can make to help those companies, even as lawmakers talk about reining in overall drug prices. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
First time in 5 years, a majority of American business schools are seeing more applicants from the U.S. That's according to a new report from the Graduate Management Admission Council, or GMAC, or GMAC, I should say. For a while, international students were keeping numbers up, but those numbers have stabilized. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look.
An MBA from a decent business school can cost you $100,000. why pay so much? MBA students say ROI, return on investment. Erica Larson, an MBA student at the University of Texas at Austin, says more and more jobs expect it.
MBA preferred, MBA required, and you're even starting to see where it says MBA from a top-tier institution.
In the current economic upswing, an MBA can be worth a lot, says Anjani Jain. He's a senior associate dean at the Yale School of Management.
It does depend on the health of the economy, because that's where these high-level professional jobs come from.
But getting an MBA is about making more money, right? Dan Macklin, co-founder of a company that makes student loans, SoFi, says students who snag those jobs get a good return on investment.
Whatever your undergraduate degree, an MBA increases your earning potential.
For graduates in subjects like English and history, he says an MBA boosted earnings potential by an average of 90%. Whew. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And those looking for love on dating sites such as OkCupid may want to check their grammar. The Wall Street Journal has a piece today about online daters who regard grammar mistakes as deal breakers. The money quote is not from the guy who was upset that a potential date confused the adverbial there with the possessive one. It's the quotation from the Columbia linguistics professor who called grammar snobbery a form of prejudice. Quote, "The energy that used to go into open classism or racism now goes into disparaging people's grammar." Feel free to discuss. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe from Montclair State University today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.